is Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
The grilling guys do cook on a Goodwin Smoker. And we cook on a Goodwin Smoker. We cook on TAC Infrared. And I got a fella sitting here next to me that about every time I see him, he goes, "Hey, Bob, when are you going to get some of that venison jerky?" Like, dude, I think I need to kill myself a Bakita deer.
Yeah.
Just so I can get this guy off my back. Then I can get some of this nice lion gear.
Well, everything that I sample, because you guys are out at some of the high school football games in Lowell, everything you bring me is just fantastic. And you do it enough where I can feed the crew. So the people at Fox 17 love you. People at WBBL love you. And so the one thing I haven't tried is the venison jerky. I know you're working on it. I know you got my back.
Story of my life. You know, I have to feed people to get them to like me. What's that say about my personality?
Well, you are Barbecue Bob. Come on. You got the Nuge on this morning. You kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I'm not that easy to like. My mom used to tie a bone around my neck just to get the dog to play with me.
You were on fire this morning.
So, Brett, you are, in my opinion, like high school sports. I mean, you know more about high school sports, the individual players, all the coaches, the ins and outs, than anybody I know. And I mean, I'm amazed sometimes when you're at a high school game, I'll just slip up into the press box just to say hi and just kind of watch you from the background for a while, because I mean, my gosh, I can't keep all the names straight, and you're at a different field every Friday night.
Well, you know, I got a great line from the old Bruce Martin. And for those people who love Red Wings, and I miss the fact that we're going to have an NHL lockout, but Bruce Martin was a classic before Ken Cow. He was kind of the Ernie Harwell of the Red Wings. And we got a chance to interview him when he was still doing games at the end of the career. And this, I thought, was the best compliment for anyone who kind of dedicates themselves, like I have, to high school sports coverage. You know, because a lot of folks that are high school play-by-play guys, as you know, they do other jobs, and this is just what they do. And, you know, just like you guys, you've got other jobs besides doing the grilling guys on Saturday.
Yeah, but that's why we're good at grilling and not all that good on the radio.
No, but
it's okay. I get it.
You have fun with it. It's one of those where radio is kind of the secondary thing. Well, for me, I'm lucky because radio is my primary thing. But Bruce Martin said, you know what? Because I said, how do you get all the hockey names right? Those are tough names, and you do such an excellent job of describing the action, just like Ernie Harwell did. He said, you know what? Really, I give you guys credit, because I told him that I do high school. He goes, for us, think about it. The Red Wings don't change that much from year to year, so you get to know those guys really well. And he said, for the most part in the NHL, those guys don't change. They might change teams, but you know who they are. He said, so really, going into a season, you just have to learn the rookies. And that's rather easy. There aren't a ton of them. He said, you guys, every year, high school turns over
because
you got
lineup.
The sophomores coming.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now you know how it's gotten. We're freshmen and sophomores. Back in the day, you had to be a flat-out stud to be a freshman or sophomore and play at the varsity level.
Never happened.
Now, because of the weight training, the athleticism, the speed, you're seeing more of that. So you could have a whole new lineup come in, and it's difficult. And then you've got two different teams that because we're doing a game of the week. We're not sticking with one team like Lowell every week where you would know their players.
Noel Dean would like it if you did, though.
Yeah, exactly. And trust me, we do cover Lowell and East Grand Rapids and Christian a lot in Rockford. But I thought, as I looked at it from his perspective, what a nice compliment to pay for a guy who's at the highest level of broadcasting for us who are just working at the high school level. And I've never forgotten that, because he's right. And it is a lot of fun, and I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, well, I want to get something out of you in a minute. But before I forget, the closing song today is a new one from Ted Nugent called "I Still Believe," and we're going to play 60 minutes of it, or 60 seconds of it. Yeah, we're going to take your whole next hour out and play Ted. No, but the last 60 seconds, we're going to play "I Still Believe" from Ted Nugent, and fun guy to work with. Very, very good guy, great Michigan guy, and our paths have crossed many times, but never really got to know him. But back to high school football. How'd our scores do last night?
You know, there weren't a lot of surprises. I had some people come in. And what I love about the Big Buck Contest, or anytime we're Allen Bob's, don't you notice that high school sports crosses over with hunters? You know, a lot of them are parents, and they go out to the games on Friday nights. Or we had some folks that came in, and I've covered their kids in high school, and you can appreciate this. They've gone on our play in college. He came out to get stuff for the hunting season.
Right.
And he's going to go see his son play for Saginaw Valley against Ferris State.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome stuff. And I know you're a Ferris grad, so I know you're pulling for it.
And actually transferred to GVSU.
Well, then you're set for the Anchor Bone Classic
there
next
you
weekend.
Go back to
meet.
The confused identity again.
But it, It's a lot of fun to see the high school players, and you know how well high school football has grown here in West Michigan and all the athletics, and then to see the athletes go on and stay close to home.
That's really fun. I was good friends with, and still am, Keith Nickel.
Yeah.
Classic example.
But we had Lowell, who's challenged this year because the OK White's gotten tougher with Caledonia and Forest Hill Central coming in. They answered the bell. Rockford answered the bell last night. East Grand Rapids is down a little bit, but Grand Rapids Christian, that's who I had head-to-head last night, a very good football team. But I thought it was kind of an answer-the-bell night last night for both Rockford and Lowell, and they did it at home because there's new kids on the block that are trying to knock them off.
Who'd Rockford play?
Rockford played West Ottawa, who is probably the second-best team in the OK Red, but they're both Rockford and West Ottawa ranked in the top 10 in the state earlier this week in Division One.
New change-up's really got people happy and sad. We went to Jenison's game the week before against Lowell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, those poor kids, it was their homecoming. It's rainy. And they couldn't have had, you know, more bad things happen to them. It's a tough time for them to get thrown into that.
Well, and look at Jenison. They went from the OK Red, where they were one of the smaller schools, to the OK White. And normally you'd say, okay, perfect. And in all sports, they'll be able to compete more. But it's actually a tougher conference in football. They left the Red to go to the White. And I think the OK White this year, toughest conference by far. Then you've got the OK Black, which Muskegon moved over from the Red. Zeeland East moved out of the Green. I think that's proven to be tough. Mona Shores gave Muskegon a tough game last night. But the big boys, for the most part, Bob, won, and I got to give a shout out to one of the teams to the south. I like the little guys, Hopkins.
Really?
Hopkins.
How'd they do?
Oh, 6-0 they are now. They won again last night over Calvin Christian.
Are they a C?
Well, it's divisions, as you know, in football.
Oh,
and so
that's
they,
right.
Yeah, they fall, I think, into Division 5, if I have that.
Oh, 5. Okay.
Yeah, so kind of a. Yeah, C.
They about a class C school?
Yeah, lower B, C.
Yeah, that's what I went to, that type of school. I didn't get to go to the Lowell game last night. I really wanted to see him play Forest Hill Central because Forest Hill Central has really come up.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to just decimate them, and give those guys a lot of credit. They have really worked their program, and good for them.
The key for Lowell, they're big, they're physical, but Titan Anderson is really developing. Of course, they had Gabe Dean, which was a luxury for so long, and Titan is now that dual-threat quarterback that's putting up some big points for them.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, I didn't get to go out. Chef Schultz is on the show regularly, and he had a pizza party. He's got an outdoor pizza oven and a nice patio area, and he once a year throws a pizza party.
Oh, you're done.
And the dude can make some wood-fired pizzas, man. I was a little bloated this morning, I have to say. Thanks, Bobby. But anyway, you've got your show coming up next, and what are you doing for an hour out here?
We're going to be out here until noon with you guys. Of course, you guys from 9 to 11, and we appreciate you being at Ellen Bowes. We're here for the Big Buck Contest brought to you by WPBL. This thing has gotten monstrous. I mean, and with the signal, as you know, going to Lansing, Big Rapids, that's a lot of hunting territory we can cover. We had nearly 80 photos turned in last year for the Big Buck Contest.
Our signal about perfectly overlaps the spotted tongue disease for Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe it has to do with our tower.
And
we should check into that.
Be careful of that this year, hunters, as you know. But send in your big photos when you get them, whether it's firearm season or whether it's bow season, which, you know, kicks off on Monday. Send those big buck
Does
photos
it?
In. Or drop them off to Allen Bob's. And they've got a youth division and adult division for grand prizes. You can see all the stuff at WBBL.com.
I won't get to hunts Monday morning.
Well,
I'm going to be at Gerald R. Ford.
You got plenty of time.
I'm getting a 6 a.m. flight out of here to Kansas City.
I know where you're going.
I'm
going
to go see Rob Russell. I'm going to hunt for some big Kansas whitetails for 3 days, and then going to visit a few of my factories out there, the original Juan Sauce people, Three Little Pigs, The Good One, Old World Spice. And then Friday night, we're going to be at Kemper Arena for the American Royal. And there's going to be 750,000 people there. And it's going to be a smoke scene and might even be a couple beers popping.
This is your Christmas.
It's going to be good.
Enjoy.
And we're doing our show there next Saturday. So we're working with the Cumulus stations out of Kansas City, and we're doing joint broadcasts with them. And they've got a fellow with a show out there on Saturday mornings, a guy with a restaurant that's a real crazy guy. I can't think of his name right now. But so we'll be doing about 3 hours out there next Saturday, and hopefully I'll have a good tale. Of a white tail.
Oh, you always have good tails. Come on now. Come on.
I know. I want blood.
Thanks for having us on, though, and thanks for being out here today.
Okay. You're a real man, so it's time for Man Law. Now you're a man. A man. Now you're a man. A man. A man.
You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. Great place if you've never had a pasty. buzz out to Saranac. Today's a great day to go. Try one. It's a great Uper food. But one final restroom man law is that being chatty in the bathroom is inappropriate. You got that?
Absolutely.
Wingman? No chatty at the urinal.
No.
Don't even look down, okay? Got my eyes on you.
No handshakes.
Either. Yeah, simple head nods, all you need. Okay, Bakita, you got that? All right. Thanks. This is Ted Nugent, I Still Believe. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next Saturday from Kemper Arena.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.